This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Join us this week as we dive into the thrilling world of travel with Matt Wilson, the co-founder of Under 30 Experiences. Discover how a solo trip to Iceland sparked a global travel revolution, catering to adventurous spirits looking to explore the world with like-minded young professionals. Whether it's surfing in Nicaragua or trekking through Patagonia, learn how Matt's company is crafting unique, sustainable travel experiences that go beyond the typical tourist trails. Don't miss out on this insightful discussion that might just inspire your next great adventure.
Imagine pursuing your dreams of exploring the world's most exquisite destinations without the extravagant price tag. This is the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, hosted by DeAndre Koch, founder of Boldly Go and an expert in financial planning as recognized by Forbes. This podcast is your bridge to a world where travel savvy meets luxury. With DeAndre's unique financial planning perspective, you'll glean insights on making the most of credit card loyalty points and miles for travel that doesn't just move you, but takes you places that you may have never thought possible. Expect the most up-to-date credit card strategies for points and miles, stories from successful professionals on how they integrate travel into their busy lives, and other captivating stories from around the globe. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or just starting out, join us in exploring the best of global travel and learn how to experience nearly free luxury travel around the world yourself. Your journey transforms here, igniting our revolution in the world of travel.
Welcome, everybody, to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast. I am your host, DeAndre Koch. And before we introduce today's remarkable guest, I want to remind you that we have our new private Facebook community available. So we'd love to see you join there. There we will directly answer your travel points and miles questions. The link is in the show notes. And don't forget, you can also watch this full episode on YouTube on our channel as well. So if you recall back to episode 6 with one of my good friends, Marcel, we talked about how we met in Thailand and we were on a trip with a company called Under 30 Experiences. And that was an amazing trip for both of us. And I had mentioned, I was like, hey, I would love to get the founder or the co-founder of that organization on a podcast. And we have him today. He is with us, Matt Wilson. Welcome to the show.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Super glad to have you here. So for those that are typically listening for our listeners, I know we usually talk a lot about points and miles strategy and using points to travel all around the world. This is going to be a little bit different. We also share often stories from people that have just a really wide base of travel. And I know we're going to get into some of your travel stories and a little bit about how travel has really revolutionized your life completely. But for those that heard the Under 30 Experiences and they're like, oh, well, this isn't for me, I promise you it will be, because there is also an Over 30 Experiences aspect as well. But I think in general, if you have a passion for travel, you are going to get a lot out of this story. And Matt, we actually have some similarities because I know Under 30, which we're going to just call you 30X for the rest of this podcast, because that gets to be a little bit of a tongue twister to say many times. And I know that's the common abbreviation we all use anyway. So U30X and then my financial planning firm were both recognized by Forbes. So we have a little bit of similarities there. So I love to have another powerhouse organization on the show. And so welcome. So please introduce yourself. And I'd love to get into the background of travel, how U30X got founded, all those different things. And I know also at the same time, you don't even live in the United States anymore. Where are you currently?
So I am in a U.S. territory down here in Puerto Rico. So yeah, and I'm Matt Wilson, as you already mentioned, but co-founder and CEO of Under 30 Experiences. We are a small group travel company for people ages 21 to 35. Yes, no, we don't kick you out once you hit 30. And if you'd like to travel with people in their 30s and 40s, we're getting over 30 experiences, trips off the ground. We're in full swing in a bunch of different countries for over 30 experiences. But yeah, happy to be here. And DeAndre, if you do want to, I know you probably have a plan for the episode, of course, but if you do want to get into points and miles, I'm happy to talk about that stuff so your listeners get as much value as they normally do out of the episode.
I would absolutely love that. So I want to take a step back because I want to kind of share my experience real quick for those who might not have caught that episode with Marcel about how I found U30. And then I want to hear you just talk about your story, right? Your background, how it came to be found, right? And so for me, I remember looking at, loving travel, loving going all over, but I'd never really gone really long haul across the globe, right? And so I was looking online group travel experiences or travel itineraries, and I came across your website, and it was basically propped or advertised as, solo travel with a group, right? So for the solo traveler that would want to experience a new place but be amongst their peers. And I was like, this is probably too good to be true. And what I really liked about it was the itinerary. I saw the itinerary for Thailand, and I was like, this itinerary is pretty insane, and also made it super easy for me to not have to think about what to do. But I was like, well, let me see what the reviews are. And this was in 2019. And so I remember I was like, you've got like 500 five-star reviews. I think it was like 500 five-star reviews and then like a couple four-star reviews and nothing below that. And I had never seen that on any product, any company, anything ever. And so I really just didn't question after that. I just hit sign up and then boom, next thing you know, I was in Thailand and had the time of my life and immediately fell in love with the company from there. And I've done three trips or two more trips since then. So that was my experience. I had a blast and just love the company and the community. So Matt, love to hear. How did it all get started, right? Was this the goal of yours to create a travel for young professionals company just from the get-go? How'd you get started with this?
DeAndre, first, I think I need to address those four-star reviews. Those are our pet peeve at Under 30 Experiences. No, I'm kidding, of course. But when we do get those four stars, but there's no feedback, we're like, you just don't give five stars. Or no, actually, we really do some soul searching and we're like, all right, what trip was this person on? We got one recently and it was like, trip was this person on? How can we improve? And like, we really dive in on this stuff. So of course, I'm kidding when I say you just don't give five-star reviews. Although there are people like that, I am sure.
Right.
But yeah, in a dozen years, we just try our very hardest to keep our quality high. But was this how it started? Was this, of course, we want to keep quality high from the beginning. But honestly, I went on my first solo trip to Iceland in 2012, and I got invited over there as a blogger for under30ceo.com, which is how the silly name has stuck with us for, well, geez, Jared and I started, Jared O'Toole, my co-founder, and I started under30ceo.com in 2008, 2009, when we just graduated from school. And so I went on my first trip, solo trip in 2012 abroad. And so, we're like 4 years out of school, just starting to make a little money, just thinking like, okay, how can we get out and see the world? I was randomly invited as a blogger with Under 30 CEO over to Iceland. And they have a budding startup scene over there. And somebody actually wanted us to check out the effects of climate change on young entrepreneurs' businesses, which, I really had no opinion at the time on climate change. I really didn't know what I was getting into. I didn't know where Iceland was. I was just like, wait, I get to go and climb glaciers and see volcanoes and hang out with people who are direct descendants of the Vikings, and we get to go to the Blue Lagoon and all the things that you hear about Iceland. And I was like, okay, sign me up. Like, what's the catch? And I actually thought that's funny that you mentioned that you weren't sure if under 30 was legit, because I didn't know if my first trip abroad was legit, right? Nobody wants to get, I don't know if catfished is the right word.
Bamboozled. But
nobody wants to get scammed. Right, exactly. Yeah. Nobody wants to get scammed. And the funny part was they were actually paying for my trip. So that's why I thought it was too good to be true. So anyhow, went over there, met some amazing Icelanders, our friends Siggy and Atti there, who we still work with today in Iceland. And we went up this volcano that erupted in 2010, Eyjafjallajökull, and we had a blast. Like, it was 11 p.m., the sun was setting over over these volcanoes, and we're standing on this glacier, and we just started kicking around ideas up there, and they wanted to get more people to Iceland. And I had this this following with Jared over there at Under 30 CEO, and we said, well, let's bring some entrepreneurs over here, some small business owners who want to have a retreat. Like, let's see what that would be like. And so we blasted our email list at Under 30 CEO, and sure enough, we had people sign up. And so we ended up, it was originally a retreat for young entrepreneurs to Iceland. So that's how our first two ran that way. And they were kind of more exclusive events. And then other people started asking, like, do you have to be under 30? Do you have to be a CEO? What are you guys doing over there? This looks really fun. And this is, you know, social media is just taking off at this point. And so people are paying attention. And so we opened it up, and we said, we'd rather be an inclusive group rather than an exclusive group. And if people are coming attracted for the right reasons, let's do it. So we had a person on that trip, her name was Melissa, on the Iceland trip, said, hey, you should come down to Costa Rica, because she had a business bringing students down to Costa Rica looking at renewable energy projects. They were all engineering students. And so I went down there to Costa Rica. My first week in Costa Rica was a preview trip with a bunch of university professors. And we're looking at, like, these wind turbines and going ziplining through the jungle and learning about sustainability on these eco ranches. I was like, this place is really cool. So I ended up staying a month, learned how to surf, and basically ended up living down there between 2012 and 2019 when I was not traveling and on Under 30 Experiences trips. So that's a little bit about our backstory.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So started from Iceland, incredible experience. So actually my third U30X trip was Iceland. And that I've always rated that in one of my top five countries. Actually, so Thailand's actually my number one, just all time top country that I've ever been, just for a multitude of reasons. I mean, the U30 trip made it a lot of things as well. But I mean, Thailand is huge. And then Iceland is in the top five as well, especially for people that are outdoorsy, right? Because, I mean, you're hiking, like you said, volcanoes, glaciers. I mean, you're seeing some of the most incredible waterfalls. And then I'm a drone flyer, and it's an absolute paradise for flying a drone. And so super beautiful. And so then you branch out to Costa Rica. So how did you guys end up adding more countries, right? So after Iceland, after Costa Rica, because I know, and you can probably speak a little bit to this, you guys have a really cool mission around conservancy, around utilizing more boutique locations, not necessarily doing all the things that are super touristy. So going more off the beaten path, and making sure that, you know, there's a good legitimacy to the companies or the locations that you're going to. So can you talk a little bit about how that was built into your model and how you've expanded to where you've gotten to today?
Sure. So, so at that time, right, this is 2012, 2013. Now, I'm in my backpacker phase, right? After my Iceland trip, I packed up my apartment in New York. And I was like, all right, I literally put my mattress on the curb. I didn't have anywhere else to put it. My parents didn't want it. And so, yeah, I just packed everything into, I mean, I basically had no possessions to begin with. So, yeah, hit the kind of the backpacker scene down into Costa Rica. And Jared, as mentioned, my co-founder, he was at an event for Under 30 CEO in, I believe it's in Edison, New Jersey. And maybe that's not the name of the town. That's right. He was at Thomas Edison's estate or house or something like this at some event. I really don't know what he was doing there. It was some event for Under 30 CEO. And he met a person who was involved in a microfinance project in Nicaragua. And I definitely, if I couldn't find Iceland on a map, right? At least I knew the direction. Nicaragua, I could definitely not find in a map, right? Like, yep. Of course, now I can tell you all the Central American countries and where they all are. But back then, I had no clue. And he called me. He's like, yeah, that's the country to the north of you. You should go check out this project. And so I went across the border with my backpack to Nicaragua, and I got to meet with all these people who were getting these little loans at very reasonable interest rates, by the way, because there are some predatory schemes out there. But these people were starting their businesses. And I mean, this is what we were doing with Under 30 CEO, is we were helping young people start businesses. And these people were getting, you know, loans of a couple $100s to buy seeds to start their, you know, start their farm. And they had a lot of support on how to actually, you know, plant their seeds in a way that would produce more yield for them. And so they had this whole kind of mini entrepreneurial ecosystem there in Nicaragua in really impoverished parts of the country. And so that was really mind-blowing to me. And so I came up with this grand idea, and they no longer let me name things, but it was called the Under 30 CEO Microfinance Surf Camp.
Okay.
And believe it or not, we found 15 people who had an absolute blast on this trip. And so we stayed at the beach in Nicaragua, got to go surfing, hang out, and have a really good time. But we also went and visited these different microfinance projects. And yeah, it was super interesting. So anyway, that was when we were still in our niche, you know, in this niche Under 30 CEO thing. But I wanted to give that to you as an example of how we really just kind of, we were just travelers at this point, and we were just kind of going with the flow and figuring out what would work, what would not. And somehow a microfinance surf camp worked, but we were smart enough to know that we probably just got lucky that time, and that we were going to create itineraries that, you know, a lot of people wanted to go on. But like you said, we're more sustainability focused, where we didn't want to stay at the all-inclusive resorts with the, you know, the walls that are designed to keep the rich people inside and the poor people out. And not to say that we don't stay in nice places when we do travel with Under 30 experiences, but we really want people to experience the culture. And that's the most important thing. And of course, do that in a sustainable way. So we like to work with locally owned places whenever we can. You know, if we're going to stop somewhere for souvenirs, like, spoiler alert, almost everything is made in China or Vietnam or wherever and shipped to, well, let's say Costa Rica, for example. So we want to stop at the places that are made, you know, the stuff is made by local artisans who, you know, that money goes directly to them. So these are little examples, but yeah, I mean, we stay at this world-renowned eco lodge called Rancho Margot. I mean, they have amazing sustainability practices. Everything from the way that they capture the methane gas to be able to heat their for the stoves, right? To the way that they heat the hot water that you shower with, with the sun, the way that they, you know, they have thermal hot pools in that area as well that all come from the volcano. So opening people's eyes to a new way of living is also what we try to give people a little bit of a taste of without being preachy, without saying, hey guys, we're going to do a beach cleanup on your, you know, 5-day trip to Costa Rica. Of course, we would love it if everybody picked up a little bit more garbage than they came in with, right? But these are not voluntourism trips. This, people are here to be on vacation. And yeah, we respect that. So people don't want to be preached at on their vacation either about, you know, we try to tell the group like, hey, here's how you say no straw, please, in Spanish, right? So that we save that little bit of plastic. But if you want your margarita with a straw, you know, we're not going to judge you. That's on you. So, yeah. So that's how we kind of got started, and that was the beginnings of our focus on sustainability.
Hey, it's DeAndre here, and we're going to interrupt this episode real quick to tell you about two great opportunities for all of you. First, join our private Facebook community to connect with fellow Points and Miles enthusiasts. Get exclusive tips and updates, as well as get your questions answered directly by me and others in the community. And if you're looking to level up your points and miles skills, we've partnered with Lux Travel Hacks to offer you 50% off their online course that will teach you all the basics you need to know to learn how to travel in business or first class, all for less than you'd pay for economy. Don't forget to use the code BOLDLYGO at checkout. You'll find all the details and links to both of these in the show notes. Now, let's get back to our episode. Awesome. So would you say that that's what really makes you guys different from other travel companies? Or, I mean, there are a lot of other companies in the space of doing, you know, group travel, group itineraries. What would you really say is what separates U30X and the overall just mission that you guys have created, or overall ecosystem, I say, that you guys have created of locations, both the over 30 community? What would you say separates you guys from everyone else out there?
So 10 or 12 years ago, I think I could have said, yes, a lot of these sustainability practices are what do set us apart in a lot of ways. However, luckily, sustainability has become so forefront in the minds of young people, especially, right? I'm not talking about cruise ships, which unfortunately are terrible for the environment, right? I'm not talking about, you know, old folks tours where there's 60 people on a coach bus. And look, if you roll in anywhere with 60 people, everybody else is going to look at you like, oh, I thought that, you know, you're not going to the hidden beach with 60 people. You're going to the main tourist sites where your money just, well, first of all, if you're going to the main tourist sites, your money is probably getting gobbled up by the corporations, right? But if you go off the beaten path in the way that we do, yes, the money needs to be distributed around and get in the hands of the local people. So that is a way that we differentiate ourselves. But luckily, the industry has been amazing at recognizing this. And so now a lot of companies are focused on sustainability. And if you're going to travel, especially for young people, as I was saying, because young people are so cognizant of this stuff, millennials and Gen Z, we just expect that is going to be part of what we buy, right? It's not like, yeah. And then when we do find out that something is not sustainable, then we're upset. So the real differentiating factor with us, really, and this is something that we have been doing for 12 years now, is the community. And so we have, you know, we always say, hey, it's great when you go on a trip and you have these life-changing moments and you get to reset, and a lot of people come back completely recharged or decide, okay, yeah, it's time to make a change in life. There's so many stories like that. But what we try to do is keep in touch with these people and try to have them continue to stay involved with Under 30 experiences past just your trip. So we're always having groups that are doing reunions and staying in touch in that way. We also have local meetups in a bunch of different cities across the United States and Canada and as well. But yeah, most of our travelers are from the US and Canada, just to let people know if they're hearing about us for the first time. But you know, we try to get people to come to our local events. So, you know, it can be anything from think of like what you might have done on the trip. So having a drink, tasting good food, doing something in the outdoors, going to a cultural activity. All that can be done in your backyard. There is something in your local city that you can go and do, and connecting with other people while doing it, people who are also interested in that type of thing. So, and then we have our Facebook and our WhatsApp groups. And I mean, we have, Deandre, we have people, well, I know you've been on a bunch of trips, but we have people who have been, I think at least one person who's been on 20 different trips with us.
Oh, wow.
And many, many, many people who have done 10 plus trips with us. But we really say, because we try to create that environment where people are free to be themselves. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you're at your lunch break at work or supposed to be working or whatever in your cubicle, I don't even know if those are a thing anymore. Anyway, I hope not. But look, if you're that person at home or at work, or whatever, you can join a group trip where nobody knows you and you can just be yourself. Nobody has any preconceived notions of where you are, where you're from, who you are, where you're from, anything like that. So you can just show up, and it's like, it gives the opportunity for people to start over. And so we train our trip leaders to really try to create that supportive environment, because we also look to push people out of their comfort zones a little bit. You know, just showing up in Bangkok is not enough of, you know, a culture shock for most people that they're pushed outside of their comfort zone. But, you know, a lot of our adventure activities, like zip lining, for example, push people out of their comfort zone as well. So, yeah, that's a little bit more about our community. And that, I think, is what sets us apart the best.
Yeah, no, I think that makes a lot of sense, because, I mean, from the moment that you, once you have a trip locked in, right, you guys create a group for the people that are on the trip. So you have opportunity to just kind of virtually introduce yourself, which is really cool. And then also you guys have, like you said, the Facebook page, which is that alumni group. And I don't know how many thousands of people are in the group. I can't remember, but people are always commenting on either, hey, I'm thinking about going on this trip, you know, that's coming up with U30X, who wants to join? Or other people are saying, hey, I'm going for, you know, a week snowboarding in Colorado. I'm thinking about getting a house. Does anyone want to join? And like random people will just be like, hey, I'm in, guys, girls, you name it. And I think everyone has been a part of this community where people literally show up where they might not know anybody. And then they walk away with lifelong friends, like I have with the trips that I've taken. And so that's a really cool aspect to the community as well, because I've also seen people, I think on a couple of the trips I've been on, where literally their first time out of the country was going to Thailand or going to Iceland. Or I know Costa Rica is super popular for a lot of beginner travelers as well. So it's really cool what you guys have created there, because I think you've really changed people's mindset on travel. I know it really impacted me when, I mean, I'm in Thailand and I'm bathing elephants in a river, right? Like this is like the cool, like literally scrubbing an elephant with a brush, right? Almost like it's a giant dog and it's just like a pet. All right. So a super, super cool experience, but also getting to see the craziness of the nightlife and all those different things. So you guys did a great job. So want to move on a little bit, because I think you created a great organization, great and a great community. But let's expand that, right? Because we talked about earlier, you have now the over 30 experiences, because, I mean, when I went on my first trip, I was 28, 29, I think. And we had a couple people on that trip that were like 35, I think was the oldest. And then my most recent trip, I think to Iceland, was, I think, the oldest person in that group, who was actually one of my roommates. Was a super cool guy. He was in his 40s, or he was 40, right? And so how have we been able to expand to the over 30 community? Anyone listening to this that says, hey, look, I don't really want to think I want to be on a trip with a bunch of 21-year-olds who've never left the country before. How have you been able to manage that in the over 30 crowd?
Sure. Happy to explain that. And I want to make one comment just because we've talked so much about sustainability and people who are really into animal welfare might be listening. And so I want to be really clear that the elephants that we see in Thailand are actually rehabilitated elephants. Unfortunately, yes. A lot of them are injured or they are taken into captivity. But we just want to be clear that these are animals that are being cared for and not just, you know, kept in captivity for captive sake or whatever, because people get so touchy about that. But for good reason, of course. I'm not trying to correct you.
No. I love that you did that because please let me. I'd love to elaborate. So these are actually elephants that were retired. Farm elephants. So they worked on a farm most of their life. They were all elderly. So I think the youngest was 60 something years old. The oldest was 94 when I was there. And basically these elephants have a place to live out the rest of their life, each with a dedicated mahout, which cares for them. So they get daily fed, scrubbed, walked around. And it's basically a retirement home in the jungle for elephants. So yes, it's a very different experience than a bunch of elephants in cages that are just there as a big tourist attraction, because really, our small group of 10 or 12 of us were the only people on the entire property that entire day. I appreciate you mentioning that and clarifying that, because I think that is very different from the people that you see that have gone and they've taken pictures with the drugged up lions and tigers just for the photo op, right? It's a very different experience. And that is kudos to what you guys have created there. So I appreciate you elaborating on that.
No, of course. So back to the community and talking about over 30 experiences. So people used to always give us a hard time, Jared and I, and say, hey, what happens when you turn 30, right? Everybody would love to say that. Well, the jokes were, we guess what? It has spoiler alert, it happened. But so we don't actually get that joke that much anymore. But people always say, like, yeah, as you said, look, the average age on an under 30 experiences trip, I believe, is 27 or 28. So that's at least a mature, that's a fairly mature age, right? As opposed to, 21-year-olds. A lot of people haven't been out of the country. There's usually a couple people who it's their first time, probably. But overall, as you mentioned, somebody can travel with us into their 40s. We're not going to kick them out. But people always ask, like, hey, when are we starting over 30 experiences? Based kind of as a joke that wasn't a joke at all. And so as people got to be at that 35, which we say is our cutoff, which it's really not. But again, we want to be an inclusive community and not an exclusive community, as long as you still hang and you can still hang and want to be here for the right reasons. That's fine with us, just knowing that these are active trips. So, but people ask, actually what happened was under 30 experiences alumni finally had asked enough that they created their own Facebook group called Over 30 Experiences. And then we're like, all right, you guys finally twisted our arm enough where, yeah, we're listening, and we'd always been listening, but yeah, it was time. So
that was a catalyst. I remember when that moment happened. Yeah, that was the catalyst. Yeah.
It was like, it reached escape velocity at that point. So like, all right, where do you guys want to go? And I think Belize, Costa Rica, Croatia, I can't remember what they picked, but those were the first few over 30 experiences itinerary that we did. So over 30 experiences is for people in their 30s and 40s. The name, we just kind of threw over 30 on it almost as a joke, right? Because we don't take ourselves too seriously. It's about the community and what they want and what they want to do on these trips. So we asked them, all right, where do you want to go? Our first few trips were Croatia, Costa Rica, Belize. And so we started adding in little extras for them and kind of elevating the accommodations. And then once, DeAndre, you know as well as anybody about inflation, once inflation came around, you know, post-COVID, people were like, oh my God, the trips are getting so expensive. By the way, our income, you know, our income has gone up, but so have our all of our responsibilities, all the things that we need to pay for. Plus, we're in this inflationary environment. Let's just keep the itineraries the same. We loved under 30. We just want to travel with a group of people who are more our age and we have more in common with. And so we said, okay, yeah. So some people, they might come and they might be 39 years old and they look at our itineraries and they say, you know, we only have a few to each country for over 30. But for under 30, we have lots of different departure dates. So if your dates don't line up for the over 30 group, then people go and book an under 30 trip and they're more than welcome. But yeah, that's how the whole over 30 thing got started. Pretty community driven.
Awesome. Awesome. And one thing I also want to point out too is a lot of times, so on my second and third trip, there was also a lot of couples actually that go. So married couples, engaged, boyfriend, girlfriend, or friend pair. So I feel like as you guys have grown, it's not just like, hey, you have to be a solo traveler looking to travel in a group, because you guys have some dope itineraries, and it's easy because you don't have to plan anything. You handle all the transfers, you handle everything, private transportation, flights in throughout the country, all the different things. So I have seen that a lot of couples like to take advantage of it as well, because it makes it super easy and it's cool to just make new friends when you travel also. So that's been a super cool thing that I've seen that has grown as well. So, Matt, as we start to transition towards wrapping up here, you mentioned at the beginning that you have some experience with points and miles. I'd love to hear a little bit about your experience using points and miles, right? Because a lot of our content on our podcast is about traveling using points and miles. And so a lot of the travel that I've done over the last few years all over the world, we've been Maldives, we've been the Middle East, we've been Europe, all sorts of places, have been using points and flying in. Particularly, I look to travel in business class and luxury for pennies on the dollar. So I would love to hear what's been your experience in the points and miles space. I know you went for you were backpacking. So do you when you use points and miles, do you favor the economy or do you use that as your opportunity to go for the luxury? So what's your experience in points and miles?
All right. So let me give you my layout a little bit so you can see the whole scope, and then I'll tell you what I do. So for our business, we have American Express Platinum, and then we have Chase Inc. and Visa. That's a Chase Inc. Visa, and then a Visa Capital One Spark. So between these three cards, we have, I don't know how many dozens of users on those cards, right? Because each of our trip leaders in all of these different countries across the world needs a credit card to, hey, you're with a group, all right, swipe it to pay for dinner. So you can only imagine the points that we have. I think I have right now, I guess this is a weird thing that I'm like kind of flexing, but I think I have 600,000 American Express points.
Nice.
And those just kind of build up. And I only like to redeem them in the most efficient way. And American Express, it's about that. It's about booking flights, and you get that 35% bonus, I believe, if you book a non-economy flight. So if you upgrade to first or business. So to answer your economy versus first or business, usually I'm flying economy everywhere, and a lot of times I'm using our points, of course. But I'm always looking for that deal. When am I going to spend these? Because, you know, they're not doing any good sitting there. I got to spend them. But with the American Express points, I feel like I need to upgrade and get that bonus, even though in the long run, yeah, it's costing more, right? The price of the trip is more than 35% bonus, but it's just like, I don't know, it's psychological, right? These are the silly games that we play at some point. But what I love about the Visa Capital One Spark is that we literally just this is the card that we use the most, and we get cash back. I believe it's 3%. And we just go through our statement and we say, okay, this hotel, it's like, you know, $1,000 or whatever that hotel stay was. I'm just going to delete it from my bill. And it's the most satisfying, like, 2 minutes that it takes to redeem your points is you just click things on your bill that you don't feel like paying for anymore and they just go away. So, and then, yeah, that Spark one is kind of our backup. Spark is the one that we use the most. And then Chase Inc. is the one that we use the most for our, or is kind of like our backup. And the personal level, I use mainly just have two credit cards. One is Amazon Prime because, I mean, it's 5% cash back. So I just try to buy as much through Amazon and, you know, free shipping, et cetera. But the one that is travel related is the American Express. Has a crazy long name, like World Elite MasterCard. It has like six more words in there, but like World Elite MasterCard with American Airlines. And that's a MasterCard. So I use that for my everyday spends that are not on Amazon, and they give me a nice, I think it's $125 credit every so often. I was thinking about upgrading that card, but now that I've relocated here to Puerto Rico, unless I was flying to Miami a lot, which I'm not, the flights aren't the best with American. So I'm trying to get probably shift over to Delta, but yeah, I am, for better or worse, with American Airlines for most of my travel, because most of my travel is free, and that's me and my wife and my daughter, who just turned 4.
Awesome. Well, speaking of travel, Matt, any upcoming trips that you have planned here coming up within the, you know, this year, or any like just super memorable experiences that you've gone on with your family, you know, outside of, I know back then you weren't married, but outside of Iceland and some of the U30 trips?
Yeah, I mean, so shifting now, so my daughter was born right at the beginning of COVID, which was honestly a blessing because there was nothing else to do but, you know, have a baby. So, not that we planned it that way, of course, but shifting from there, you know, kid is like kind of just like luggage at some point until they get older. And so we've been to, spent last February down in Costa Rica for a month on our digital nomad trip. We've been, my wife is from Chile, so we've been twice now, which is actually, it's like a 10-hour flight from New York, so it's much farther than Europe even, but we spent like 6 weeks down there. Yeah, Puerto Rico, of course, we've been here a year, so that's been a whole different adventure. We went to Colombia twice so far, both Bogota and Medellin, so mainly stuff around Latin America so far, but we are, so I have actually one that I'm very excited about, and people can join me if they would like to go down to Argentina. We're going to Buenos Aires and Patagonia, December 14th through 21st. So if anybody wants to check out our new Patagonia itinerary, let's do it. You're more than welcome to come with me. We've got some seats open on that trip. And yeah, going to spend a little bit of time up there with family in New York State, where I'm from. And then our summer plans are still coming together. We're either going to get to Japan and Korea, or we're going to go to Eastern Europe, Prague, Vienna, Budapest. So we're still undecided. Got a couple things in the works, but we'll see how it goes. But yeah, if you want to come to Argentina, please check out under30experiences.com.
Awesome, Matt. Well, question for you. For those who have yet to venture out and really see the world, or might be a little bit hesitant to travel, what advice would you give them?
Just do it. Honestly, book that flight. You don't have to book with Under 30 Experiences, but group travel is a great introduction. It's very pragmatic. I know I've talked about the community and the sustainability and the life-changing moments and all this stuff, but the real life-changing moment is just when you click book. And the pragmatic part about group travel is, like we were joking before, that you didn't have to plan any of it. You maximize your itinerary. We understand people are young and they don't have seniority at their job where they can take a ton of time off. So, you know, just go and book that 5-day, that 7-day, that 9-day trip. We try to book things across holiday weekends where people have to take even less time off from work. And just get out there and start with an English speaking country if you want. It could be to Ireland to explore your roots. It could be to, pretty much everybody speaks English in Iceland. Belize is an English speaking place that a lot of people love. So there's places out there. But just get up and go. You won't regret it.
Awesome. So before we go, how can you listeners connect more with you or learn more about U30X or Over 30?
Sure. So check out Under 30 Experiences. That's Under 30 Experiences on all your social platforms, under30experiences.com. And if you want to connect more with me, you can follow me on Instagram, Matt Wilson TV. I've got a book, The Millennial Travel Guidebook, that tells the whole story in depth and gives people a lot of actionable tips how they can go out and travel more and spend less.
Awesome, Matt. Well, hey, it's been great having you on the show. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
I don't think so. This was a blast. I'm so glad to connect with you finally. And we'll have to flip the script. I want to get podcasting again myself. I podcasted for 5 years on the Live Different podcast and the Millennial Travel podcast. So yeah, let's have you on. And I want to get to know you a little bit better. I did all the talking.
I would absolutely love that. A question I always like to ask before we wrap up the show as well is who in the travel world, whether they're a content creator, or you just know they've got some amazing travel stories, should we have on our show?
Ooh, should you have on your show? Somebody that is really awesome who has a great niche is Traveling Jack. I've podcasted with her a few times. She's a really good guest, and we always hit it off. So I don't think we've ever met in person, but we'll give a shout out to Traveling Jackie. I can introduce you if you'd like.
Awesome, love it. Hopefully we can get her on a future episode. So Matt, I appreciate your time today. I know you're a busy guy, but you've created an incredible organization, one that's honestly changed my view of travel and really expanded my mind as well. I always had loved to travel growing up, but it was really when I got to see what life was like in Asia where my mind was completely blown. Having gone all over America and all over Central America and even South America, it was really seeing the other, literal other side of the world that expanded my horizons. And I thank you, 30X, for making that so easy and doable. And I've made many lifelong friends and a great community for doing so. So wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart for that, but also for your time today. It's just absolutely been a blast having you on the show.
Hey, you got it. I'm so happy to hear your testimonial there. And it's an honor to get people up and out and see the world and have a blast doing it.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thanks again, Matt. For the listeners out there, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, tell your friends. And just for the record, I did have a quick list of just some of the countries that U30X has and some of their itineraries. I'm just going to throw some of these things out there. Jordan, Morocco, South Africa, New Zealand, Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia, Belize, Costa Rica, Iceland, Ireland, Portugal, Colombia, Galapagos, Machu Picchu. And there's a lot more that I didn't name. So if you're interested, take a look into U30X. Again, great community, great organization, and great trips, most importantly. And we'll see you next week. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, brought to you by Boldly Go. Hit that follow button so you don't miss out on new episodes. For deeper insights and to level up your travel game with our strategies, make sure to follow us on our social media platforms and sign up for our newsletter to stay in the loop. Head over to www.boldlygo.world to learn more. As DeAndre is not operating through this podcast as a fiduciary and/or financial advisor, this should not be considered personal financial advice. The information covered and posted has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The strategies and results referenced on this site, while proven, are not guaranteed. While most who apply the principles referenced will achieve similar results, you may not yourself. Your results will vary and depend on many factors that may be in or out of your control, but include factors such as your credit score, financial status, business experience, etc. It is your responsibility to consume and implement these recommendations at your own risk. We cannot be held responsible for any failure to do so.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.